Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is. I keep wanting to go back to the old date here, but it is Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., and it is once again time for SCW Radio. Now, I'm glad everyone more than likely had a fantastic holiday over the last couple of days. But us here at SCW Entertainment, we're kind of cutting that short. It is now time to get back to work on what's coming up in 2016. But before we do that, we're going to talk about what went down at the last event of 2015, 1 week ago at Toys for Tots. And we're also going to be talking about, like I said, what's going to be coming up in the future here at SCW Entertainment. So with that said, guys, if there's anyone out there who wants to be a part of SCW Radio this week, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Now, with that said, we're also going to be launching our live chat at blogtalkradio.com. Actually, we're doing that right now. So if you're interested in addressing us that way, you can do that by, of course, visiting blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment and clicking on today's event, the December 26th event. And, yeah, I believe that live chat is actually now open. So there you go. Lines are open. Chat's open. Any way you want to get in touch with us here on SCW Radio, feel free to do so. I'm going to go ahead and get into, for lack of a better term, the results, what went down at Toys for Tots 1 week ago from today. It was the last event for 2015, and I got to tell you, there was a lot of things that that changed at this show. There was a lot of things that shaped and molded the way that I personally feel 2016 and the future of this company in general is going to be going. So let's go ahead and talk about Toys for Tots. Of course, kicking off as it does each and every year with the one and only Santa Claus coming to the ring. But you got to know that holiday spirit is very short-lived, as none other than Mr. Smith would make his way to the ring shortly thereafter. I got to tell you, things may have looked bad for old Santa Claus. That is until Dean Richards made his way to the ring with a huge chair shot right to the cranium of Mr. Smith, laying him out. Dean Richards claims his payback of sorts from WrestleFest to close out the opening segment of the event. Now, the first match of the evening is a match that I think a lot of people were looking forward to seeing what exactly was going to go down when, for the first time ever, it would be Storm versus Storm. I'm talking Sean Storm versus Tyler Storm for the SCW X Championship, and a lot of people have been talking about that Gold Rush privilege, the potential of that hanging in the balance as a result of the winner of this match. And I'll say this, it's only their first meeting, and in my personal opinion, this guy got really lucky. But in the end, Sean Storm does retain the SCWX Championship, defeating Tyler Storm, and because of that, had an open door, should he chose to use that Gold Rush privilege, cash in the X Championship, vacate that title, and wrestle for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Would he take that opportunity? We'll talk about that actually right now, because the next thing that would happen would be the former SCW Heavyweight Champion, Anderson Strong, coming to the ring to do something that honestly I don't think any of us expected. Due to medical reasons, Anderson Strong would be unable to not only defend the title that night at Toys for Tots, but would be forced to cease competition indefinitely for this time being. And after quite a speech, he relinquished the championship to myself. And I got to tell you, from there, Sean Storm, like the ravenous animal that he chooses to be from time to time, jumped on top of an already emotional situation and decided that he was going to be cashing in his ex-championship to take Anderson Strong's place against Dean Richards that very night, not only to crown a new SCW Heavyweight Championship in its vacancy, but in an Iron Man match. So Sean Storm did, in fact, utilize that Gold Rush privilege. No telling what he would have done had the tables been turned, had Anderson Strong not giving up that championship. That's just something we're not going to know. That is unless we hear it from the horse's mouth himself. But we'll move on to the second match of the evening, another match that I got to tell you I was very impressed by, and that is the changing of the hands of the SCW Tag Team titles in match one of two for TJ Boss himself and former SCW Tag Team champions TJ Boss and Jackson Carter lose those titles to the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, two guys who have done the right thing here recently and aligned themselves with yours truly. You see what happens when you throw in with me, automatically off the top, these guys are champions. And with that said, there's a lot of talk about Ben using his 25% ownership of the company at the time, making what was called a questionable call to secure Jackson Carter to the top turnbuckle, leaving TJ all by his lonesome. But you know what? Hey, when you make enemies in this business, things like that happen. And unfortunately for Jackson and TJ, that happened. But fortunately for Tony Lycan and Ace Harris, they are the brand new SCW Tag Team Champions, closing out 2015 in the Tag Team Division. And as we will know, of course, reopening the division in 2016. I'm looking very forward to seeing these two with the tag team titles on their waist for a very, very long time. As we move into the third match of the evening, a match that, hell, we all knew was going to be very brutal, but maybe even exceeded our expectations. Mr. Smith one-on-one with Josh Ramsey, and for anyone who was there, for anyone who's heard about it, you'll know this is one of the most hard-hitting matchups of the evening. Mr. Smith has been going on a tirade here recently, but it wasn't just a landslide thing here. You know, you got to give credit, even though I'm not a big fan of the kid, the heart and the drive of Josh Ramsey was in full effect, countering attacks left and right. In the end, though, Mr. Smith thought better of Josh Ramsey's building of an attack back on Mr. Smith and would leave the ring, go all the way back to the locker room, throw this match out. Referee Brian White counts to 10 and determines that this match is a victory via countout for Josh Ramsey. Now, next up, we move on to the fourth match of the evening, and this one, another championship bout. Three championship bouts before intermission ever takes place. You got to admit right there, that's one hell of an event. Now, this one, for the SCW Internet Championship, another one that a lot of people have been looking forward to. Cat Daddy, the then champion, and yes, I do say then champion, defending the title against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. And I got to tell you, in this one's once again, a lot of people are whining and moaning about how this went down. Unfortunately, especially for Cat Daddy, referee Matthew Bowles would be a little bit incapacitated due to a rogue finger to the eye there, I believe, from Carl Hager. Definitely couldn't see what he was doing. I don't believe there was anything done intentionally here. It's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way the dice landed. Now, as we would see, some brass knuckles would be introduced into the contest by Mr. Hager. However, unable to use them, Cat Daddy would decide that he would utilize these brass knuckles, but not before the official in the contest would regain some sight in one of those eyes, remove those brass knuckles from the contest, and Carl Hager rolling up Cat Daddy for the 1-2-3, the win, and the new SCW Internet Champion. So congratulations thus far, I got to tell you, to the two title changes of the night. Definitely in my favor. Ace and Lycan, the new Tag Team Champions. Hager, the new Internet Champion. I couldn't have been happier with those decisions. After that, we had an intermission to take place, and that steel cage was put into position for the fifth match of the night, which I got to tell you, did in fact slow me down a little bit, but you know what, it's only one victory, a battle, not a war. With that said, TJ Boss would defeat Ben Wright in a steel cage match to become the number one contender of the SCW Heavyweight Championship and to reinstate Brian White as the co-general manager of SCW Entertainment. Now, it goes without saying I'm not exactly pleased with the way this one went down, but I will say this. The first ever steel cage match in this company's history was a spectacle. And, you know, just the sheer brutality of it won't won't be soon forgotten, I promise you that. However, a lot of people have said the playing field of power at SCW Entertainment is level again, so we'll see what you people think going into 2016, because I got to tell you, I'm never on a level playing field with anybody, if that tells you anything. Now, we move on. Speaking of myself, we'll talk about the next thing that went down at the show. I didn't waste any time. Yeah, I was a little upset with the way the cage match went down. I came to the ring and did what Bull McBride never could do. I called him out. And I got to tell you, I'm not an active competitor. I think everyone knows that. For well over a year now, I have not been an active competitor. And Bull McBride just couldn't handle the truth when I told him in front of a live capacity crowd that he had been dodging me for 4 years when I was an active competitor. Waits until I'm retired to come back and get in my face. Not only that, Bull McBride decided to pull career suicide and put his hands on me again at Toys for Tots. And even went as far as trying to choke me out there afterwards. Now, that was separated, luckily for him. And with that said, I made a decision that I stand by to this day, 1 week later, still no regrets, giving Bull McBride, offering him an SCW contract. Not because of how any fans feel about him or anything like that, but I know, point blank, the only way that I'm going to be able to get my hands on Bull McBride in a completely legal fashion to make his life a living hell is for him to work for me, for him to work for this company once again. And Bull showed he wasn't the brightest individual, definitely not the sharpest knife in the drawer, the smartest peanut in the turd. When he agreed to come back to this company, I promise you, Bull McBride's life will be absolutely miserable in 2016, that much I can assure you. Now, we move on to another match of the evening at Toys for Tots, making his SCW Entertainment debut, Bryson Willis getting the 1-2-3 pinfall victory over former SCW Tag Team Champion in his own right, Del Frito. Got to tell you, very impressed with this Bryson Willis kid, very interested to see what else he has to offer here at SCW Entertainment. So, yeah, very interesting match there. Big win for Bryson as we move on to the main event, a 30-minute Ironman match for the now vacant SCW Heavyweight Championship, as one-on-one we would see Dean Richards versus Sean Storm. Now, this one, you know, you got to think about it. When the night began, this match wasn't even a possibility. This is the match we never saw at Blaze of Glory 8 months ago when Sean Storm would get out of that match. However, this was a fight for supremacy. This was a fight for the number one crown jewel, the heavyweight championship of this company, and very close decision. I'll give these guys that. Fighting back and forth, giving everything they had. In the end, Dean Richards wins out 2-1, getting that last pinfall, taking this thing from a tie to a victory. In the final moments of the match, Dean Richards wins, beating Sean Storm 2-1, becoming a now two-time SCW heavyweight champion. And that is when things got a little interesting, a bizarre twist, you might say, as we would see Mr. Smith and Jackson Carter come to the ring with what definitely looked like bad intentions. And I got to tell you, seeing these two come out together, I never thought I would see that. These two are completely polar opposites that, as I know them. But they'd soon be joined by TJ Boss, who would hit the ring to what it looked like at first to me to come to Dean's rescue. Now, that turned out to not be the case, as TJ Boss would lay Dean Richards out with his very own SCW Heavyweight Championship and take control of the ring with Mr. Smith and Jackson Carter, beating the holy hell out of Dean Richards. And, you know, I'm honestly at a place right now where I'm not exactly sure how to take this. I am far from a TJ Boss fan. However, the way him, Jackson, and Mr. Smith handled their business at Toys for Tots, I'll give them a thumbs up for the time being. This trio has declared themselves as Black America, and I got to tell you, judging by some of the things TJ had to say, judging by their actions, judging by the name of them, of what they're calling themselves, this is going to be a little controversial, to say the least. And I'm interested to see not only where Dean Richards and this Black America group go into 2016, but where the entire company goes into 2016. Some of my personal goals were accomplished. Some were not. There were some things that I didn't see foresee happening, that did happen. So with that said, when the owner of this company can't even see what all is going to be going on, you have to admit this is a very you never know what's going to happen here, I guess is my point. And with that said, that wraps up Toys for Tots right there. In my opinion, and the opinions of a lot of people who were leaving that show, one of the best ones that SCW Entertainment has ever put on. We're always proud to be able to have those accolades. We're always glad to be able to help out. Quick update on all the donations that all the fans of SCW Entertainment brought to the event to get into the event. Those toy donations were dropped off. Unfortunately, Toys for Tots, the organization, stops taking the donations on the 18th, the day before we did the event. However, we found a local charitable organization right here in Greenwood, Connie Maxwell, that took those toys gladly. Once again, giving them to some kids that are a whole lot more or less fortunate than some others, and we were just helping to make sure that they had a great Christmas morning. And with that said, I think we're going to move on. I think Toys for Tots was a fantastic show. Definitely some things I would have done differently had I had my way. However, overall, fantastic show. Some definite interesting things to look forward to into 2015. And Toys for Tots, that is going to be a great seller on DVD, if you ask me. Now, with that said, guys, one more time, I want to give out the guest calling number in case there's anyone out there who wants to call in. I do have a couple of numbers already here in my queue. But I'll go ahead and do this one more time, that number being 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, guys, keep in mind, I just want to reiterate, maybe you don't want to be on the phone. Maybe you don't want to be live on SCW Radio. Hey, that's fine. I understand I'm a little intimidating sometimes. That's fine. No harm, no foul. Head on over to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's event, the December 26, 2015 event, and you'll see a live chat going there where you can address us as well. Now, before we get into calls, really quickly, I just want to let everyone know you can follow, friend, like, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment anywhere on the World Wide Web and social media at the following links and URLs. Of course, our official website at SCWEntertainment.com. You can find Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. We're also on YouTube, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. You can find us all on there by searching the keywords SCW Entertainment. And we're also on Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. So there you go, guys. SCW Entertainment all over the World Wide Web, all over social media. And like I say every week, no reason why you yourself listening right now can't follow, friend, like, share, whatever, SCW Entertainment on your favorite social media website of choice. Now, with that said, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and get into the call-in portion of this week's episode of SCW Radio. And I do have a caller still remaining here in my queue who I'm going to go ahead and take right now. So with that said, caller, last four digits, 7572. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
Hey, it's yours truly, Co-GM, Brian White.
That's unfortunate. Well, Brian, you know what? I can't remember.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all the SCW Entertainment fans. And I have to say this. My mind is still blown from last week when we had Toys for Tots. What a show. Like, the show of all shows. We absolutely blew the roof off a Cornacre Fire Department. You cannot explain how proud I am of everyone in this organization, especially the one, the only, myself. No, I'm joking. Guys, really, thank you to the fans for that. But anyways, I just want to say one thing, okay? And when it comes to the matches of the night, they were all great matches from bell to bell. My favorite match of the night, though, would have to be personally, I like the Internet title match, and that was between Carl Hager and Cat Daddy. These guys were physical. They went in there. Oh my God, the physicality was unbelievable. They went in there and told a great story. The fans really, really were into this match from like I say, from bell to bell. But no shame in any other matches that were on the card. I enjoyed it. And I just really want to say Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in the office Monday, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, you know, well, I'll give you this much, and I think everybody out here in this audience knows me, and you don't see eye to eye on pretty much anything. However, I do have to agree with you. Toys for Tots, hell of a show. No matter how you felt personally about any match on the card, whether you agreed or disagreed, liked, whatever, I think everyone was entertained. I think everyone left that building saying that was one hell of a wrestling show. And that is a goal here at SCW Entertainment. That's the bottom line, no matter what your mindset is going into these events. Obviously, I have my personal agenda. Obviously, Brian White has his personal agenda. At the end of the day, you got to look at it and be a human being about it. And at the end of the day, it was a show for a great cause. And I got to tell you, the SCW Entertainment roster went out there and delivered for that great cause. So, yeah, absolutely. Personal agenda aside, I have to congratulate the roster. I have to congratulate the team of guys who really aren't the superstars, so to speak, the guys who were putting up the cage and the ring and running the music and the audio and the camera equipment. You know, hell of a show from top to bottom, and I give all their guys their props. Obviously, I hired them for a reason. Now, with that said,
we
do have the new co-general manager of SCW Entertainment once again on the line with us. I think it would be only apt to discuss the cage match. And I do have one more topic I want to discuss after this cage match, so we'll try to keep this as brief as possible. That cage match, as a result, puts you back in the driver's seat here in this company. Once again, co-general manager alongside Kevin Anderson. What are your thoughts, not only on that, but what we saw from a man that you had given the seal of approval, so to speak, TJ Boss, and what he did alongside Jackson Carter and Mr. Smith after the main event? Your thoughts, Brian. Go ahead.
Well, and personally, I was in that cage locked in there with them two warriors, and I seen nothing but violence and brutality at its best, and I personally had to take a pretty hard hit from Ben Wright when he powerbombed me into the chair that was in between the cage and the rope there, and that hurt really good.
That was funny.
That was not funny. You know it wasn't, and everybody else knows it wasn't. But anyways, I was grateful and I was blessed for that moment for TJ Boss. I was glad to have him on the team there. And then when it came to his main event, the actions that took place after that bell, after that last bell, really disappointed me. That's not the TJ Boss that I chose to be the face of this company. That's not the TJ Boss these fans were behind in that cage match. I mean, cheering their hearts up. That's not the TJ Boss that we know TJ Boss is. You know what I'm saying? TJ, he's got a lot of explaining to do to me. I know that. He has a lot more explaining to do to Dean Richards. But that story is to be continued. And in 2016, I expect a lot of fireworks and explosion coming out of this because you got to think about it. Me and Kevin got our backs against the wall here. Of course I've got the roster, but certain people on that roster belong to you, so to speak. You have, you know, Viking Country, the tag team champions. You have Ben Wright. You have Scott Pierce. You have a pretty elite little squad there, you know. Good guys.
You know, let's also not forget Ben Wright and the new SCW Internet champion, Carl Hager, you know, and Tyler Storm, who's going to be a champion here in the future. You know, the list goes on and on. But thank you for that shout-out. We appreciate that.
Anywho, me and Kevin has just got me and Kevin, pretty much. And then there's TJ Boss and his boys. So the question is, what are you going to do when they start to try to push their weight around here and turn their tables against you?
You know, I've said it like this. I said it at the top of the show, and I'll elaborate on it since you are posing that question to me. I'm not a TJ Boss fan. I think everybody knows that. I can't stand the guy. But the way he did business, the way he conducted his business, and let me preface, I'm definitely not a Jackson Carter fan either. Been a Mr. Smith fan for quite a while, but that's because he has done what he's been asked to do. And the only thing I've asked anybody to do is to stop with the sportsman BS, to go out job done by any means necessary. And that's what these three guys have done. Now, with that said, the way they conducted their business, I have to give a stamp of approval to. That's something that I would have done. That's straight out of the Sean Van playbook. Now, with that said, you want to bring up the possibility, and perhaps maybe it's more of a possibility that these guys that are now being called Black America want to turn their attention towards me. And, hey, you know, TJ laid out their M.O. I'm a white individual who has a lot of power here at SCW Entertainment, and I could very well be a target. Me and TJ have quite a history. But I just want to remind those guys that if that's the case, we did just list a laundry list of individuals who have my back. And the same thing goes for your Bull McBrides and anybody else, your cat daddies, yourself and Kevin included, who want to get into our business into 2016. I just want to stress how bad of an idea for their career, for their health, for their futures here in this company. And that's all I really got to say about that. Now, how are you going to feel, Brian? You just said it. These guys are obviously made a state.
Let me tell you something. I've been an underdog in this business since I started in it, okay? I've always been the underdog. But one thing about that underdog, he always comes out on top. He always does. So I've always had my back against the wall. I'm prepared for any challenge that comes my way. I am ready. And if they want war, all I got to say is bring it.
Well, you know what, Brian? I got to tell you, 2016 is going to be an interesting year in this company. I knew that before Toys for Tots ever happened. But following this show is going to be very interesting because the way I'm seeing things now, there are three mentalities inside of this company heading into 2016. You have one mentality, which obviously I am subscribed to, and your individuals such as Liking Country, Carl Hager, Tyler Storm, Ben Wright, these guys are subscribing to my mentality, the mentality that the boss knows best, and this company is going to move forward on that notion. You have another mentality with these Black America guys, your Mr. Smith, TJ Boss, Jackson Carter, who feel as if they've subscribed to the idea that, from what all I can understand, that their race is absolutely superior, and anybody who shares their skin pigmentation is going to be superior. I think that's a little ridiculous. However, I got to give them a thumbs up on the way they're getting the job done. And then there's that third group of guys, and you belong to this one, Brian. You're Dean Richards and Bull McBrides, yourself, Kevin, Cat Daddy. These guys are going to try to get the job done the old-fashioned way. And let's just be perfectly honest. Tradition is dead. The old-fashioned way is dead. And with that said, I'm going to be very interested to see these three different mentalities cross paths in 2016. Now, with that said, unfortunately, it looks like Brian White has been intimidated by yours truly, which, you know, happens quite a lot. And he's dropped off the call here. And you know, we got less than 2 minutes left in the broadcast. So I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping things up here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I would say I appreciated Brian White's call, although that would be a lie, and I'm not going to do that the day after Christmas. But I'll say this. In case you haven't got that note yet, 2016 is going to be a very interesting year here at SCW Entertainment. Those three different ideologies that are existing within this company are going to cause for some incredible conflict. I'm ready for it. And I'm sure everybody else well. I think the battle lines are going to be drawn this year in 2016, and if nothing else, Toys for Tots showed us just that. Now, with that said, guys, I'm, of course, your host, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, Sean. Wishing you all a happy, merry, belated Christmas and holidays, and we will catch you next week, same time, same place, right here for another edition of SCW Radio. Until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.